فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Khushvaqt. Please stay tuned.
سجاد صلوات الله السلام علیه اشاره کردن به این حقوق ورزقنی رغبت فی العمل لک لآخرتی.
Here we want to talk about Imam Sajjad's words in his supplication collection on divine and human rights. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam highlights the issue of regarding and respecting everyone's rights as well as God's rights. Imam alayhi salam asks God to give him the motivation and energy to do the good deeds in this world. Some of us think that we are here in this world only to try and try for this life. But they do not think of the hereafter and that there will be a life as well. Here in this world, we have two tasks to do, to meet the needs of a worldly life and to provide for the needs we will have in the hereafter. In this world, we have to work every day and of course say prayers, fast, and do other obligatory deeds that Islam has put upon us. It is not possible that we only work for this world and ignore the needs of the hereafter. We make money for food, clothes, shelter, but we have to also provide things that we'll need for a new life after this life. That is why God in the Holy Quran says that the best thing that we can take with us in this world is piety or taqwa. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his supplication hopes to have more fear of God so that he will avoid any kind of sins.
وَهَبْنِي نُورًا أَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ یه نور بروشن بینی به من بده.
Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asked God to grant him a light in his soul to choose the right path in this world. This light is a guide to help us to find out what things are right and what things are wrong, and what kind of people we should interact with, what kind of people we should not be connected with. Now, how would we get this light in our soul? It is only granted to us by obeying Allah's commands. There are two kinds of commands that Allah has given to us, things that we should do and things that we should avoid. If we regard these two things, then we will have the ability to find out about the right and wrong path. There is darkness in this life, and we need the light to find the right path. In darkness, we cannot see anything, and we may not only follow others who have chosen the wrong path. In darkness, we will be stuck in doubts, and doubts will take us to the wrong path.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Khushbakht. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care, and goodbye.